All right, Shane McElrath, first of all, I feel like 250-wise or even 450-wise, you've done well at Daytona. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this has been a good place for you.
Yeah, not too bad. I only raced it once on TLD, okay. Once on Star, and then the last 3 years on the 450. Okay. So
have you done well?
I haven't done terrible, but it's like, yeah,
Why do I feel like I had like a couple of Shane McElrath, like really good rides?
Yeah. My Star year, okay. I ended up fifth. I won my heat that year, but then I went down twice in the main event.
Okay.
I got fifth. Like, I rode really good.
Yeah.
And I think I've ridden here pretty well, but like the heat race, it was like I'm comfortable, like, yeah, on the conditions. And yeah, we made some changes to the bike today, and it's like every weekend, like, we're taking steps, and that's yeah.
Can you do the changes though for here and make it apply to a normal Supercross?
I believe so, because it's something I've been asking for at the normal Supercross.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we're not making changes fast enough.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. So today it was like press day yesterday didn't feel that bad, but it's like I still need to make this change for when we get to the regular Supercross track, and it worked well.
Yeah.
Here today. So I'm still struggling with my shock a little bit, just trying to get some more control in it. But the balance of the bike is getting a lot better. Yeah, we're a little bit behind.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like the opinions about this place, and I didn't talk to anybody after this main so much,
yeah,
but during qualifying, during the day, texts from that I'm getting and texts,
yeah,
that I'm sending, the opinions were all over the map.
Yeah.
Some guys hated this place and wanted it to,
yeah,
burn down. And other guys were like, dude, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I don't want to burn it down, but it was like, for first qualifier, that was literally probably the roughest Supercross track I've ever ridden. It was like, okay,
first qualifying practice.
First qualifying,
yeah,
practice,
yeah.
And that's where it's like, you see all the guys, and it's like, guys had one really fast lap, but it's like, then you watch it kind of on the feed, and it's like every fast lap, guys are having to back out because they screwed up a rhythm.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I'm not really good at putting together one lap anyway, so it's like just getting the flow of the track, like doing the jumps, and yeah. Then for the second qualifier, it was like, oh, this is track's great now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those two. Like, Coop was having struggling with this rhythm over here, the rhythm before the sand. If you couldn't get over,
yeah,
the big one,
yeah,
it just,
yeah,
fucked you for like multiple seconds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, and that's even the main. It's like we have the jumps, but it's like sometimes the ruts go through the jumps,
yeah,
so then you all of a sudden, like, one lap you get no lift,
yeah,
and you're like, now what do I do?
Now you chase everything.
Yeah, so then you bounce through the rhythm that time, but then the next lap it's like, where do I go?
Yeah.
And you got to find a new line that hopefully gives you some lift.
Yeah.
So
okay, so you're kind of on a race-to-race deal here, or do we have any commitments, do we know?
kind of every two races at a time. Yuriv told me to get through these last, or these
Indy,
these next two races, and so,
okay,
I have flights,
yep,
so I'm pretty sure,
okay,
yeah, which we book our own flights,
yeah, yeah,
and we're,
yeah,
booked a few weeks out,
okay,
so it's like, we're ready,
yeah,
and yeah, I think the team wants to continue to see the progress, and that's what I'm trying,
yeah,
to give them too,
right,
so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing, for, like you said before, you want to stay on this Honda, you want to stay on this team,
yep,
you know, your off season was really successful, you made a ton of money,
yeah,
so let's try to keep stable,
yeah,
program, because God knows you've not had a stable program.
Yeah, and
yeah,
that was a big part. Like, we were talking to Mad Parts pretty heavily,
yeah,
and in the end it was kind of like, hey Bubba, like I'm willing to take this chance with this team for the sake of the relationship and,
yeah,
for the sake of not changing. Like, it's,
yeah,
I want to be consistent. I really like the Honda, and it's like I like the team, and so we're working on a long-term future, and it's like I don't want to make a short-term decision,
yeah,
that might not even be a forward step or even a sideways step. It might be a backward step,
sure,
and I don't want to do that.
All right, cool, man. Hey, thanks for this.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Shane.